From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. During Florida's 2019 legislative session, lawmakers had 2 months to debate hundreds of bills. In the end, the House and Senate worked a half day of overtime to approve a $91 billion budget, with record spending on the environment and even more planned for public schools. But the session closed with hundreds of bills left undebated and a number of high-profile issues that did not pass. We're speaking with Jim Saunders. He's executive editor for the News Service of Florida and has covered state government and politics for the last 20 years. He joins us from his office in Tallahassee. Jim, of the bills that didn't make it for this past session, two of the most controversial were abortion measures. What happened with those?
The House moved forward pretty quickly with an abortion bill that would have required parental consent before minors could have abortions. The Senate never really took it up much. I think it went through one committee or something and then just stopped. Governor DeSantis appointed three new members of the Supreme Court in January, and it's a much more conservative court than in the past. And I think a lot of people were wondering whether the legislature might pass that parental consent bill to kind of put a test before the Supreme Court on abortion issues. The other one got quite a bit of attention. It's the so-called fetal heartbeat bill. But it never really moved very much during the legislative session. The fetal heartbeat bill would have outlawed any abortions at any time after a fetal heartbeat could be detected, which is, I think it's around 6 weeks. It's a very short time period compared to current law. So it would have been a dramatic limit on abortion rights in the state of Florida. Again, it just didn't move forward.
Now, there was a higher education bill that also created quite a stir. It would have required public universities to survey students and faculty members' political beliefs every year. How much debate was there on that one?
The statement was made by supporters of it that they wanted to prevent indoctrination on college campuses. But it was a priority, and it moved fast in the House with House Republican leadership. It did not move in the Senate. In fact, Senator Rob Bradley, who's a very powerful senator, he's the appropriations chairman, he's a Republican from the Jacksonville area, he said basically he just thinks it's wrong to do those sorts of things on campus, and it's dangerous to do those sorts of surveys. But the House continued pursuing that all the way up until the final day of the legislative session.
Lawmakers included in their budget about $682 million for water quality efforts in Everglades restoration. But one of the highest profile environmental issues this session did not pass. Jim, what happened to the proposed ban on the oil and gas drilling technique known as fracking?
This issue has been around for several years in the legislature, and it's never gotten a ban on fracking has never made it very far. This year, it actually looked like it might have a better chance, partly because Governor DeSantis was in favor of a fracking ban. So the bill started moving early in both the House and the Senate, but it got tangled up because the bills would have allowed another type of drilling technique that uses many of the same types of chemicals as fracking does. And the environmentalists were very opposed to the other technique as well. It just sort of stopped in the middle of the session. You know, I don't know. I think the environmentalists must have made a decision that that it was important enough to oppose the overall fracking bill to also prevent this other technique. So I think that issue, you know, it's always going to keep coming back. It's a controversial issue. There is no active fracking going on in Florida right now, but that doesn't mean it couldn't happen in the future.
We've been speaking with Jim Saunders. He's executive editor for the News Service of Florida. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.